find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
So, Johnny, I like me some fitness.
I've noticed that. Yeah, you're like a personal trainer and stuff, right?
I am indeed. I was just doing some push-ups this morning here to try to stay awake.
I was not.
We'll work on that. But it's really great because there's this new study that found that having a strong core can reduce stress.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, think about that. The science behind it has to do with certain brain neurons and the relationship to the axial muscle region, which is actually just where your ab muscles are. So.
Makes sense.
Johnny,
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's time to work towards that six-pack. Because it'll make you less stressed, so that's a good thing.
There's a six-pack under there somewhere.
Okay.
It's hiding. It's got a nice winter coat on right
Okay.
now.
All right. I understand. Keeping it nice and toasty.
Yeah, it's had a nice winter coat for, like, I don't know, 10 years. So we'll see how that works out. But we have less than 10 years before an asteroid might hit Earth.
Good. That's reassuring.
Yeah. Well, you depressed me with the abs thing. Now I'm going to depress you with this this whole thing. NASA's discovered an asteroid that's out there cruising around and could collide with Earth in just 5 years.
Hmm.
Now, the odds of this actually happening are pretty slim, but because, you know, it's the universe, and I'm sure it's like it may pass by and be close, but scientists are keeping an eye on the skies and tracking this whole thing, and the threat sure feels real. So, I don't know. Maybe we have to call Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck and get the Armageddon team together.
True. But the good point, like the good part about this is that you don't have to like work on your abs now because it doesn't not going to even matter in 5 years.
I'll have a six pack in like 6 years, but you know, the world's going to end in five. So,
so close.
I guess I'm not going to be able to make it. But that's Coffee Talk for this morning.